Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 16 with verses 6 through 10. Greet Mary, who has worked hard for you. Greet Anna and Arancus and Junia, my relatives and my fellow prisoners. They are prominent among the apostles, and they were in Christ before me. Greet Amphilatus, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our co-worker in Christ, and my beloved Stachys. Greet Apollos, who is approved in Christ. Greet those who belong to the family of Astrobulus. We begin another round of greetings, Paul addressing those he found surrendered in Christ, calling them his beloved in the Lord. Enjoy the statement, my fellow prisoners, they are prominent among the apostles, and they were in Christ before me. This strikes to the core of what it means to give your all to Jesus, allowing those who are approved in Christ the beauty of a relationship of living love, faith, and hope of his mercy. Here, we encounter the patience of living redeemed, understanding that sometimes the world around us must be silent to accomplish the will of God in all things. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer. Forgiveness, I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, especially Alexandra and Alan, Gabriel, Julian, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Prayers for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we've said that we would pray for. And we pray for the dying, as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. And my poem comes from a study of Romans 16. We're in verses 6 through 10 this morning. It's a two-stanza poem, ongoing. It's titled, Christ Before Me, Apostles' Prominent Feet. Hard-working Mary, greet Junia and Andronicus, greet, prisoners, fellow, my relatives, seat. Christ before me, apostles, prominent feet. Apollos, Lord's beloved and kind. Urbanus, greet Christ, worker, co. Stachys, beloved, find mine. Christ approved, Apollos, show. Aristobulus, family, belongs, stow. And that's all for today. That's all I know. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's January 28th, 2022. I'm recording this morning on site at the Miami VA at 7:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. She's sitting by my side this morning. Say, I love you.
I love you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Have an awesome day.
God first.
And all else will fall into place. Amen. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us today as we call out to our friends in the Christ in different areas of the world, thinking of those who are bringing their mothers into their home. We're thinking about those who are helping their parents when they need them the most. We're thinking about those who are overcoming this COVID, man. We pray for those released. The families of and humanity needs our prayers. Amen. We pray for John and Maria as we often do each day. As we begin to close today at 6:03 in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for all things. Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thanks again for joining us. In the name of Jesus, God bless you.